Nolte, Transamerican admits fleeing U.S. dumbest thing I've ever done. By John Nolte on August 10, 2026. A 48-year-old guy named Jane Michelle Arc, who identifies as a woman, fled Donald Trump's supposedly intolerant America for asylum in the Netherlands. Now, after a dose of reality, he's relieved to be back in Trump's America. Arc claimed that the U.S. had become such a hostile environment for trans people that he had stopped leaving the house unless there was an Uber waiting outside. He also claimed to have been abused in the street and using the ladies' toilets, and resolved to leave the country after a frightening incident when he feared a woman was going to run him over with her truck. A guy should catch some hell for entering a woman's bathroom. He ended up in the small Dutch town of Ter Apel, which holds asylum seekers. And it was there that Mr. Jane discovered that the horrors of occasionally being misgendered and not affirmed in MAGA country are nothing compared to real-life horrors and dangers found in a left-wing country that imports the third world. Turns out the Dutch had poured over 2,200 asylum seekers into that small town of 10,000, most of them young Muslim men. It's scary. It's legitimately scary. I decided that my mental health is degrading so substantially, being here, that I just need to get out, Mr. Jane told local news at the time. The situation I have in the U.S. as a trans person, not good, right? But here I will be hurt or killed. He added, it is too dangerous to walk from here to the grocery store because of the people who live in the camp. A bunch of refugees who think queer people should be beaten. This is the dumbest thing I've ever done, he said while still in Ter Apel. And I did it because I was afraid for my life. I didn't do this in secret. I talked to everybody I knew. I said, I am planning to do this wildly stupid thing. Everybody said, I don't love this for you, but there is no other option. Mr. Jane lost his asylum claim, is back in America, well, California, and is still complaining. America is really, really loud and overwhelming. And everything is so expensive, Arc wrote, according to the New York Post. He added that the Dutch complain about groceries being expensive. But good grief, San Francisco is a whole different experience. He does admit he's a whole lot more comfortable in America, but that transphobia is quite overt. Interesting that transphobia is quite overt when you live in San Francisco. But as I have pointed out, if you are sincere about living in a utopia where the streets are clean and safe, where the air and water are clean and safe, and with the fewest number of hate crimes, you gotta move to MAGA country. Either way, I'm glad Mr. Jane got back safe.